Ruth Stone was born in Roanoke, Virginia. Her childhood and adolescence were spent in Indianapolis, Indiana. She attended the University of Illinois. After her marriage to Walter Stone, poet, writer, and scholar-critic, she lived in Urbana, Illinois, in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and in Poughkeepsie, New York, while her husband studied and taught at the universities of Illinois and Harvard, and at Radcliffe and Vassar Colleges. He died in 1959 while in England doing research on a grant he had been awarded by the American Philosophical Society. Mrs. Stone's poetry has appeared in numerous magazines, including The New Yorker, Commentary, The Saturday Review, The Nation, Partisan Review, Poetry, Kenyon Review, and Accent. She has also published short stories in The New Yorker and Commentary. At the invitation of Randall Jarrell, she has made a lengthy recording of her poetry for the Library of Congress and under the editorship of Oscar Williams for the Spoken Arts Anthology. Her book, In an Iridescent Time, published in December 1959 by Harcourt Brace, received immediate critical acclaim from the critics, among whom might be listed Richard Wilbur, who thinks her poems so alive that he characterizes them as firecrackers, Leslie Fiedler, Louis Untermeyer, Babette Deutsch, and Robert Lowell. She has been anthologized extensively, appearing in such familiar works as The New Pocket Anthology of Modern Verse, Best Poems of 1956, Conrad Aiken's Modern American Poetry, Louis Untermeyer's Modern British and American Poetry, Poets at Wesleyan, and even a collection published in the Philippine Islands. Her poems have won for her several distinguished awards: the Bess Hocken Prize from Poetry Magazine, a Kenyon Review Fellowship for 1955 and 6, the Robert Frost Fellowship at Breadloaf, a fellowship at the Radcliffe Institute for Independent Study, and the Shelley Award through the Poetry Society of America. She has worked as a literary and dramatic critic for the Indianapolis Star, has spent a summer as poet in residence at the University of Montana, and has taught seminars in poetry at Radcliffe, Wellesley, and Brandeis University. She is presently completing another volume of poems to be published by Harcourt Brace and collaborating in an anthology of poetry for children, The Ring of Words, for Dial Press, which will appear next year. With her three beautiful daughters, she lives in West Newton, Massachusetts, in a large house remarkable chiefly for a continuous and chronic shortage of paper. What checks and stubs, envelopes and wrappers, bills and scraps not seized upon by our poet are ruthlessly taken by her daughters and made to bear poems, stories, or paintings. Mrs. Stone's poems overwhelm her all in a rush. She hears them coming in her mind, most often in spring or autumn, and is aware of an odd interior feeling that a poem has arrived. She writes them down upon whatever comes to hand. A few years ago, I looked out of my kitchen window in Flat, Illinois, to see her lost in the bright sunshine and with a stubby pencil upon a windblown scrap of paper, pursuing her art upon the saddle of her bicycle. She is uneasy until the poem is captured, once caught upon paper, it seems, for Ruth, published. With the writing comes relief. The same poem reappears again and again over the years. Suddenly she knows that this time it's right, or at least capable of that final honing which satisfies her. Sometimes the poem is written from the top down, line after line, in all but finished form. Very occasionally, it's complete from the first. At others, the thing is done from the center outwards, a middle line caught first, and the beginning and ending added by accretion. And at yet other times, the poem is written in reverse order from the last line through the final first. The process is labor and fulfillment, and exhausting and demanding delight. Thinking she has been working only 5 minutes or so, she will suddenly become aware that the sun is setting. She sang her children asleep with impromptu poems and operas, a few of which have been slyly captured upon tape by her eldest daughter and later put into print. Her summer home, an old farmhouse in a wooded hill in Vermont, shelters a huge filing case baled thick with poems and poems coming, which she shamefully neglects. Her poetry ranges from the innocent to the erotic, from peace to murder, from the gentle to the savage. She will read tonight some poems already published and some that are to appear in her forthcoming book. Ladies and gentlemen, Mrs. Ruth Stone.